Today on Wings, our topic is the Durga Puja. Durga is a major Hindu goddess. Puja is a word for ceremonial worship, but in Kolkata, India, the Durga Puja has a history of being as much or more about public display and festivities, going on for a period of 10 days around late September and early October. UNESCO has inscribed Kolkata's Durga Puja into its list of the Intangible Cultural Heritage of Humanity as of December 2021. Kalpana Pradhan in Kolkata conducted interviews about Durga Puja for Wings. She found it started out as a private display for Indian elites and their colonizers, then became a public celebration for everyone. Recently, organizations and political parties have been laying claim to festivities, and feminists have claimed women's rights to be celebrants of this powerful goddess, whose powers include the destruction of all evil.
There's a river of birds in migration, a nation of women with wings. There's
Welcome to Wings, a series of news and current affairs programs by and about women around the world, produced and distributed by the Women's International News Gathering Service.
The festival of Durga Puja promises to truly worship female power and the Divine Mother.
Durga is not the source of feminine power only.
Eminent social scientist Dr. Bula Bhadro.
She is associated with protection, strength, destruction, wars, and also motherhood. Actually, Durga means end of all evil. When Durga comes into the earth for 3 days with her family, she comes as a destroyer of evil things, initiator of good things.
The Durga Puja festival of pomp and power is the greatest socio-religious extravaganza of the Bengali Hindus. It is one of the cultural carnivals and street art festivals celebrated in the month of September or October every year in India, most notably in Kolkata of West Bengal, the eastern part of India. The goddess is rarely worshipped as a household deity and hardly has a temple dedicated to her, but is venerated and celebrated within communities in the biggest way.
Durga Puja was never a religious festival. It was not even a public festival. It was a private festival, more or less belonging to rich people and zamindars and other well-to-do people in the area. Today, Bengal and the Bengali community all over the world celebrates Durga Puja in its familiar carnivalistic spirit, not in the name of religious spirit. Devoid of the usual religious sentiments attached to the worship of most other cities, deities in India.
As per experts, during the 18th and 19th centuries, the wealthy used Durga Puja to exhibit their power and social status before their colonial masters. And during pre-independence time, British people also enjoyed the festival, explained the social scientist Dr. Bula Bhadro.
Close collaboration between the British and the Bengali mercantile class was also evident from the fact that the British, in fact, thoroughly enjoyed the puja celebration and sometimes patronized them. There exist grand descriptions of the puja in British documents and accounts also. There would be stiff competition among the influential merchants over the wealth on display in celebration of Goddess Durga. The Tagore family and the Gandhubanik family of Shiv Krishna Das are two of the most prominent examples of extravagant Durga Puja celebration accompanied with idols adorned in gold and imported precious stones. So the Durga Puja celebration in the palatial house owned by Raja Navakrishna Dev in Shobha Bazar has been documented in detail and continues to remain an annual event that attracts Kolkata inhabitants and tourists. Accounts of the Durga Puja in the 18th and 19th centuries is noted to consist of about a half a month of festivities showcasing enormous wealth, with dancing girls being hired from Murshidabad and Lucknow.
How Goddess Durga became the nationalism symbol in India, explained social scientist Dr. Bhadro.
Now, by the end of the 19th century and beginning 20th century, the urban mercantile character of the celebration of Durga Puja undergoes a sudden shift. This was the time when the nationalist call to rise up in service of the nation could be heard echoing all across Bengal. Goddess Durga was invested with a very specific purpose in this process. The image of Durga was employed in the nationalism project in two ways. On the one hand, she was looked upon as a symbol of strength and divinity who would rescue the nation from the difficult times it was going through. On the other hand, she was looked upon as embodiment of the nation itself, rescuing her being the prime responsibility of her sons. One of the first instances of association between the nation and the goddess is Bankim Chandra's celebrated novel Anandamot, written in 1882, which made Vande Mataram the most popular battle cry of nationalism. By the turn of the century, the Bengal press was loaded with a large number of patriotic songs and plays that drew upon the image of Durga in association with the nation. Historically speaking, in early 20th century, when the Lord Curzon-led government tightened control over the education system, leading to further economic disempowerment of Indian, several press statements called upon Goddess Durga to rescue the nation from English mismanagement. The lead article in Durga Puja for 1903, the Journal of Bengali, stated that the Durga image was the emblem of our Indian nationality.
And then the beginning of the 28th century, different localities started using it to exhibit the strength and creative excellence of their neighborhood. At present, the puja organizing clubs use it to draw more crowds towards them, trying to stun the visitors with innovations, execution, and fineness in idol making, pandal designing, and lights. How the flavor of the festival has changed was explaining Dr. Ruby Shai, professor of the Center for the Study of Religion and Society.
Durga Puja festival is one kind of symbol through which we are integrated, we are solidified, and we can say that Durga Puja is one kind of melting pot of all kinds of people. So Durga Puja is very, very important for us because it is the number one festival in not only Bengal, but a number of rituals within Hinduism. Previously, we have seen that there was Durga Puja, and that was actually dominated by the elite people in the society. There, say, for example, kings or jamindars, they were the main pioneer for initiating the Durga Puja. But after certain kind, it became a little bit public, and then it was Barwari Durga Puja, you know. So Barwari Durga Puja has a different characteristics. That elite society's Durga Puja was another characteristics. But nowadays, in post-modernity, it has been dominated by the clubs, and it has been designated a theme-based Durga Puja. And it is theme-based Durga Puja nowadays. So Durga Puja is really changing its flavor, its features, and everything. One thing, Kalpana, all religions are based on rituals. And festivals are part of that rituals, you know. What I'm seeing nowadays, just last 2 years I'm seeing, that it has been declared as the public matter. And recently, the Durga Puja has been highly politicized. What was our private matter, now it has been exposed into the public matter. So religion has been exposed into the public matter. And Durga Puja is the symbol. This is the power clash. BJP government and TMC government, they know only one thing, that is the pulse rate of the people. But that's why they are utilizing Durga Puja, because it is the easiest way. You can suppress the main problems. In other states, you can see different kinds of festivals, but not in such a way. Actually, it is one kind of opium for them.
Over the past few years, the pujas in Kolkata have seen the state ruling party Trinamool Congress or TMC and central ruling Bharatiya Janata Party or BJP competing to inaugurate pujas in Kolkata. So nowadays, the political parties using the biggest festival as their political agendas. Professor Bula Bhadro.
Political parties using festivities is nothing new. It happens in all so-called developing countries are now, because they try to master support whenever there are people gathering in huge numbers. So I don't think that this is a new phenomenon that we need to worry. This particular Durga Puja is being sometimes used as, part of an extended political ideology. In fact, for 4 decades, the CPIM, they actually gave book stalls in the puja pandals, consciously attempted to downplay, although the very nature of the festival, the so-called communist parties, circulars, documents always referred to festival, Sharadotshav, as opposed to Durga Puja. In a way, the more politicization by the Trinamool Congress, they actually thought that puja committees, as some of them exhibit their allegiance to their government, and her party colleagues began to be associated with some of the biggest Durga Puja organizers in the state. A little more than 10 years on, TMC political monopoly on the puja is being now challenged by the BJP, who had massive inroads in the Lok Sabha elections in West Bengal, seemingly discovering the potential to use the state's single most important festival to push through it. Trinamool doesn't have any agenda like this. What they do is to what we call communication through these puja festivals, etc., with neighborhood clubs and association, which actually held Durga Pujas. But with BJP, it's something very different. BJP thinks that Durga and all these gods are Hindu, and Hindutva as the platform for uniting Hindu India. Everybody actually tries to connect people of Bengal through Durga Puja festivities. The basic reason is that it's a gathering scenario. In the name of religion, in the name of ideology of Hindutva, in the name of even Marxian ideology, by selling Marxist books in the bookstalls by CPM. So this is actually a structurally embedded feature in Durga Puja festivities for a long time. So using Durga Puja as political instrument for last probably half a century or so.
On Wings, you are listening to interviews by Kalpana Pradhan, conducted in Kolkata, India, where the goddess Durga is celebrated for 10 days in the autumn every year.
Over the years, much like the iconography of the goddess, women's engagement in Durga Puja has changed. As the festival moved out of the houses of elites onto the streets and lanes of the neighborhood, so did many women who prepared the ritual offerings and other related courts. Now, women are not only consumers of spectacle, but they are also involved in organizing, planning, and logistics of the public ritual performance, from women clay modelers to puja organizer or to the traditional drummers. The traditional drum beats or dhak is very much related with Durga Puja, and it is also one of the oldest percussion instruments of Bengal. Being a dhaki or drummer is traditionally considered as men's domain, and these days women are breaking the mold to create divine music. In recent years, the demand of women dhakis has increased, especially at puja time. The women drummer Minuti Dhaki was saying,
আশেপাশেই কয়েকজন মহিলা বয়স্ক যারা ওই প্রাচীনকালের মানুষ আর কি, অনেকেই বলেছেন যে ওরা ঢাক বাজাবে, কী কী বাজাবে, সম্ভব ওদের দ্বারা সম্ভব? এই আমরাই যখন আমাদেরকেই যখন টিভির পর্দায় দেখছে, তখন তাদের বক্তৃতাগুলো আড়াই হয়ে গেছে।
Minuti Dhaki was saying that her neighborhood people in the village said how it's possible to beat the drum by women in puja. It is not good for women. They have tried to discourage her, but when they saw her performance in Durga Puja on a TV show, they have changed their mind. Now they are saying women should learn it. And she was saying she is proud that she got the opportunity to perform in the male version. The women priest also coming forward to change the women role in the puja activities and now challenging patriarchy. Durga Puja means celebration of womanhood. As said, the Sanskrit professor and women priest Nandini Bhoumik.
Goddess Durga fights Mahishasur, the demon. She has arms, weapons in her 10 hands, and with those weapons she fights and wins over the demon. That is victory. So yes, Durga Puja is a celebration, a victory of womanhood. Then if you come to the point regarding the preparation done for Durga Puja, women folk get very much involved in arrangements and preparations, because these preparations are so elaborate. The puja goes on for 5 long days and lots of things have to be procured, and majority of the things are done by women. They get involved and make arrangements. On the 10th, the Dashami day, the 10th Tithi, after Visarjan, women gather around with vermilion and sweets. They put vermilion and sweets on the goddess and share with each other also. We call that Shindur Khela in Bengali, and that is a beautiful event. So yes, Durga Puja is celebration of womanhood, but I have some personal reservations regarding this point. Yes, preparations are done by women. The goddess is a lady, but few people have the courage to appoint women priests for the occasion. Women are not considered to be pure in all the days of the month. I think this idea should be wiped out from our minds in this 21st century. Another point, only those ladies whose husbands are alive are allowed to touch the deity and directly participate in the puja activities. I have also strong objection in this point. Every lady, whether unmarried, whether married, whether divorcee or a widow, or in menstruation, everyone should have equal right in participation in the puja activities. Be it Shindur Khela, be it Anjali, be it everything. Nobody should even question about her caste. This is a celebration of womanhood, celebration of humanity. Everybody has the right to participate.
Nandini, you did puja in a different manner, more cultural way. Could you please explain it?
Shubhamastu, that is the name of my priesthood team. We are 4 ladies, Nandini, Ruma, Shemonti and Poulomi. We 4 of us, we really work very hard in order to combat all the difficulties with regard to priesthood, because our society is not still comfortable with women priests in all religious ceremonies. I will give the main credit to the organizers, 66 Palli, who organized this Durga Puja and invited us, appointed us rather, to be the priests. First of all, we did not agree to take up this huge task, but somehow they convinced us, and we really jumped into the preparation. The preparation included a lot of studying, studying the old scriptures wherever the mention of Durga Puja is there. And after studying for about 5 to 6 months, we started scripting the puja procedure from the 6th day to the 10th day. It involves 5 days of rigorous ritualistic offering, ritualistic worship. And yes, we could do it very well. And during the whole process, we really, that was the main focus for all four of us. We always thought of innovations, innovating ideas that we would include in the traditional Durga Puja, keeping intact the traditional rituals as well. We included a lot of songs, not only Tagore songs, but songs of other poets also, which suited the occasion. And because Bengali culture is a very, very rich culture, so we had immense options and opportunities, and really things worked out so well. Yes, there was a bit of tension, of course, whether people will accept our puja or not. But after the first day, there was overwhelming response. And in Shoshti, there was really overwhelming response. And social media, print media, and the TV channels, they covered our puja every day, every single day. And that was a lovely thing, yes. Due to the COVID restrictions, many people could not attend, could not come to the puja vicinity. So arrangements were made for a live show, Facebook Live, and the TV channels also were on live, so that people from their houses, they could watch our worship procedure. Even they could give Anjali on the Ashtami day, the 8th day, 8th Tithi. So that was a huge experience, a novel experience, and we performed in the Shubhamastu style, explaining every bit of work that we were doing, the rituals, what we were doing and why we were doing, the mantras, and even the Anjali mantras. We uttered the traditional Anjali mantra, and then we took recourse to Tagore, Tagore verses. There are lots of poems written by Tagore which suit Anjali mantra. We used those poems also. And really, everybody was so happy. You can only understand the enthusiasm if you go through the reviews that were out in the papers. at the TV channels and on social media. So yes, we are very happy. We are working again once more, because this year also we will perform in the same puja vicinity, the 66 Palli Puja. And yes, we'll go for some more innovations so that people are more enthusiastic about watching our puja, and hope for the best that this year COVID restrictions will not be there, so that people can come and watch our puja for 5 long days. A beautiful experience. When we completed our Durga Puja last year, that is 2021, we had high expectations that this would be an inspiring work, so that other women, other ladies also get inspired to become priests in Durga Puja. Not only that, organizers should be inspired to appoint and invite women priests. Till now, we have not got any news of some other ladies who are performing this year. But I hope for the best. I hope a few ladies at least will perform this year. I hope they are preparing themselves. Like last year, this time, Shubhamastu was preparing very hard and we did not tell anybody. So I'm hoping that at least a few ladies are preparing very hard so that they can perform Durga Puja this year. I'm very hopeful, yes.
The state government took initiative to recognize the women's organizing Durga Puja as a separate category. Experts are saying that it is also a part of its political strategy to reach out to more women and more people. And the idea of community Durga Puja organized by women and inaugurated by women state chief minister is a powerful message to the people, to breaking the ritualistic barriers in the society. Kalpana Pradhan, Wings, Kolkata, India.
To hear Wings programs again, email wings@wings.org. Wings thanks all our supporters, including your local community radio stations, Suzette Cullen and Genevieve Vaughn, whose writings and events can be found through the website gifteconomy.com. That's gift-economy.com. The Wings sound logo is from Libana's album, A Circle is Cast. I'm Wings series producer Frieda Worden. This is the Women's International News Gathering Service.